The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
John Duggan, day one of the PGA Major Championship. How is Rory McIlroy faring?
He's okay. He's level par for his round through 12 at Aronimink, the course in Pennsylvania, Shane, and that's three shots off the lead, like, yeah, an early birdie,
fine,
and early bogey.
It?
It's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't practiced that much this week. He hasn't played that much since winning the Masters, but the PGA Championship is different from the Masters. The Masters, same course every year at Augusta. The PGA Championship goes all around the place. It's never been held here before, in recent times anyway. The four-way tied the top and three under par. Aldrich Pottrager of South Africa, Stefan Jaeger of Germany, Minwoo Lee of Australia, and Bud Cauley of the United States.
Well, no big names there.
No. Well, Minwoo Lee is a good player, but yeah, as you say, like, there's 98 of the top 100 in the world in the PGA. So it is a very deep field. Most of the LIV guys are there. Bryson DeChambeau of LIV has not started well. He's four over, alongside Padraig Harrington, also plus four, past winner Padraig. And Tom McKibben has found major life tough in his few majors that he's played today. He's five over par. Shane Lowry tees off in an hour's time. Scotty Scheffler is out at 7:05 hour's time.
Bucky's favourite, yeah.
You can get strange winners of the PGA Championship.
You can. Okay, we'll watch with interest.
Yes.
The Southampton Spygate saga, there's a fresh twist.
Well, the twist is that the playoff final on Saturday week might not go ahead between Hull and Southampton, because of this, we discussed yesterday, this independent disciplinary commission that's going to decide by Tuesday Southampton's fate after the spine issue around their first leg with Middlesbrough.
And be quite a penalty, wouldn't it?
But I think, as you were saying yesterday, it is without precedent. And it's not only do they have to have the independent commission's ruling, but then there's liable to be an appeal if a party's not happy with it. And Leeds were fined a few years ago, but it wasn't banned then. It wasn't explicitly banned. It is now. So what are they going to do? There's talk that could be a points deduction if they do get promoted. That would be interesting.
Yeah, that would be a challenge for them as well.
But just logistically, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, absolutely. You were talking about Ulster's injury worries yesterday. It's got even worse for them.
Yeah, Ian Henderson's out of the game now at Montpellier, the Challenge Cup final tomorrow week, with a ban, red card against the Stormers, 3-match ban. They're already set to be without Stuart McCluskey and Jacob Stockdale for that fixture. So they've named two academy players in their team to play the Glasgow Warriors in Belfast and the URC tomorrow, Bryn Ward and Wilhelm de Klerk. And we also have Rob Herring back and Tom O'Toole in the front row as well. Nick Timoney captaining the side. Munster naming their team for the match against the Lions at Thomond Park on Saturday. Craig Casey, the skipper. We have Jack Crowdy returning at out half alongside Casey. Sean O'Brien coming back into the back line for the encounter. Niall Scannell, Jack O'Donoghue and Brian Gleeson also into the starting 15. But Tyke Byrne and Calvin Nash still absent. Finlay Veelan back in the Connacht side for their match against Edinburgh tomorrow, Shane.
Two Republic of Ireland women internationals are set to leave their clubs.
Yes, Lucy Quinn and Lily Ag to leave newly crowned WSL two champions Birmingham City this summer after the club decided not to renew their deals. Quinn made 160 appearances for the Blues since joining them from Spurs in 2021. Dundee United defender Will Ferry has been called up to the Republic of Ireland squad for the must-watch game against Grenada on Saturday in Mercia. I'm sorry, I'm just a bit tongue-in-cheek there. Speaking of Scottish football, what did you make of this thing last night between
extraordinary
Celtic and Motherwell?
The VAR decision. Yeah. Now, I thought Celtic should have had a penalty in the first half. The Motherwell keeper nearly killed Meade, basically. He absolutely flattened him. It should have been a penalty.
Before this happened last night, I wrote this on social media this week. Football has created an industry inside the game around referees and refereeing decisions. The majority of analysis on TV after matches is now around the contentiousness of decisions rather than skill or tactics. It is mind-numbingly tedious. Who voted for this dismal new world? This was not the way VAR was presented in 2017. It's now become so under the microscope that everything is now under the lens, and it's just that's not the football I knew.
Yeah, there's an argument though, generally it makes the right decisions that wouldn't have been made,
but it spoils the viewing experience for me. I mean, Sergio Aguero's goal could not happen now the way it did back then. And
Arsenal West Ham was pretty exciting at the weekend.
Well, waiting 4 minutes 11 seconds for a refereeing decision for me was not exciting.
Arsenal could have lost the league on that and it would have been the wrong decision.
I would rather the grey in life. I would rather the scandals once in a while than everything being completely
Thierry Henry handball. I don't know. I'm not convinced the alternative is better.
A lovely story, by the way. Mark Sheedy, heroics for Clare last night against Tipperary in the Munster.
Saved three
and scored one. And the last one he saved ended up as the top story on ESPN's SportsCenter.
Moment of the day
in the United States. Mark Sheedy,
an Irish hurler.
Over 100,000 people watched that on TG Cahir last night through all platforms. There is an argument, I really feel, for TG Cahir to be in the mix for championship games in the Irish language to showcase the best of GA matches. I think it's something to consider, I think, for the stakeholders in the future. That.
Well done to Mark Sheedy. What a keeper.
Well, and also, it was a thrilling game that went to penalties, so it's the best of Irish life.
Okay. Really. JD, thank you indeed for that. We will chat to you tomorrow.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.